first Sunday of the year, Communion Sunday. This is the first song we're going to sing this year. Crying out and saying, God, you are my God. I can do nothing apart from you. This is the heart of the believer, dependent on God. He alone, hallelujah, can sustain us and keep us. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you, and I will sing you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your way. Yes, step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever cry, Father. You are my God. And I pray for these next 365 days, all the way till we hit December 31st, that you would order our steps, oh God, that you would examine the heart, and when I have sinned against you, make it known to me, God. Cause joy to rise when there's heartache and turmoil, Lord. Cause my eyes to be fixed on you, God. You are my God, and I will forever praise
you. Now I'm alive, know you're free.
prostrate on the floor. At the very least, your heart calling out to God for the things that are yet to come for 2019. We are a house of prayer. God has called us that. God has commanded that to be of us. That we would seek his face continuously, that he would be our help in the midst of trouble, that he would be the one that brings us joy in the middle of maybe not so good circumstances. New Year's Eve, we spent hours before the Lord singing songs of worship and testifying, testimony after testimony of God's faithfulness. It was a good place to be. Right before the clock turned over to 2019. The next day on New Year's Day, I went into the city. It was a really nice day with my son and daughter-in-law. And then I came home and I sat on the couch. And I began to watch old videos of the Orange County Gospel Fellowship, watching all the faces, children growing up right before our eyes, and some no longer with us. Have gone to be with the Lord. The Bible says, and it's very clear, that we are to encourage one another and even spur ourselves on to, you know, each other so that we could continue this race. In the book of Hebrews, I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. It's an encouragement from the writer to do just that. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have known and shown for his name in ministering to the needs of the saints, God's people, as you do. And we desire that each of you to show the same diligence all the way through, in other words, don't give up, so as to realize and enjoy the fullness assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be spiritually sluggish, but will instead be imitators of those who through faith lean on God with absolute trust and confidence in him and in his power. And by patient endurance, even when suffering, even now, inheriting the promises of God. As the faces went by on my television, my heart became, I guess, heavy, or I have to say that it was really God's heart for that one quick moment for me, because there was a song playing and it says, God, what can I do? I can't live without you. I've tried it on my own, but I just can't. And I believe that's the author's direction in that song, but it also is for one another. We are to lean on one another when things are difficult. And when you're laughing and things are great, then so be it. Laugh until you cry together. But we are to be each other's keeper. It's the heart's cry. This is the way we've been made. So my encouragement is, stay in fellowship. Stay within the church. Find a place where you can serve. Find a time when you can pray. The men come here every Monday to pray. The women will be here this Monday at 7:30, which is unusual because we're usually on the prayer line. But we're going to meet here in the sanctuary and begin to pray and call out not only to God for ourselves, but on behalf of the church. Pray for the children. Pray for the generations that are yet to come. Scripture says that we have this great power within us. In this vessel of clay, it's powerful. There's nothing that we can do on our own. It's God. He's given us his gift. He's renewed us. He's made us whole. And if you're a Christian, if you call yourself a believer, really look nothing like what you used to look like, because God has done a new thing. It's a call to prayer, to seek God's face. Oh God, hear us even as we sing it in song. Make us a house of prayer. Find us obedient to what your word says, Lord. We wait in expectation to see what you will do. We know our God is good, and our God is faithful. But this would be a good New Year's resolution, if you will. It's okay if it's failed already. I mean, on whatever day today is, the 6th, the 7th, I don't even know what day it is. Because we mess up all the time. But the scripture says that God's mercies are new every day. So we have an opportunity to say, God, I'm going to seek your face this year, Father. I pray that I will be able to seize every opportunity to pray, Father, whether it's corporately, whether it's just with men or with women, or whether it's at home with my children or with my husband, or maybe it's with the co-workers or with the teachers in school or with the students. We heard that groups are gathering together, that our kids are starting in the public school. This has to be the promise that we make God, if we want to see God move. Father, this is my promise, to continually seek your face, oh God, to read your word, to stay in fellowship, Father, that I may see your will accomplished in my life, oh God, that everything that occurs would bring your name glory and honor, that those who would look upon my life would say, let's give glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord.
Fire in my altar.
to it. How many are willing to pray this year and seek God's face? If we make a mistake, is he going to smite us? His mercies are new. It is the heart's desire. It is when we come to God with that commitment that he'll help us to keep it. He'll remind us. He'll wake us up in the morning and the Holy Spirit will remind us to pray, to seek the face of the Father. A remind us of Jesus. Oh God, we glorify your name, Lord. It is Communion Sunday. Help me welcome Pastor Shelley Sampson.